לא, תשמעו, אני פשוט מת על זה. אני לא, אני הרוס על זה. בעשר שנים פה מנהרת הזמן, מעולם לא די-ג'יי, לא יודע אם לקרוא לו די-ג'יי, זה פרודוסר ומיקסר, זה יותר נכון. טמטם אותי ככה. הרבה עושים משאפים, הרבה עושים רימיקסים, אבל משהו במגע של מט פופ, מט מיקס, עושה לי את זה. לא יודע. החיבור הנכון בין השירים, הבחירה הנכונה של השירים, תענוג האיש הזה. הוא כוכב ביוטיוב, גילינו אותו כמו כולם ביוטיוב, יש לו כבר ערוץ משלו ביוטיוב, הוא קורא לעצמו ביוטיוב מט מיקס, איתרנו אותו בפייסבוק, כתבנו לו מכתב, הוא שלח לנו את כל הקטעים כדי שנוכל לשדר, ועכשיו אני יותר מבאמת לכבודו לי להגיד לו שלום. הלו מט פופ. Hello, Matt Pop.
Hello, Yaron.
Hello, how are you? I'm thrilled and excited to talk to you.
Thank you, me too.
Okay, so this is the story. I'll let you know about myself a little bit. We are Radio 100 FM here in Israel. And I have a show called The Time Tunnel, which is all about 70s and 80s and 90s music. And one day during surfing the YouTube, we ran into your remixes and mashups. And we were amazed. We were amazed. You know, you have a lots of fans here. Actually,
great to hear. Yes.
And actually, we hardly know anything about you. So who are you, Matt Mix, Matt Pop?
Well, I am basically a music lover, and I've been producing and remixing ever since I was about 15 years old. Mm-hmm. So my whole life. And I have just started putting stuff on YouTube 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it suddenly went really fast. I mean, bands and artists contacted me. They wanted remixes of me. And then that's how it really started. And as you can see on YouTube, I have quite a few people who follow my music and enjoy my music, which is very nice.
Yeah. To make it correct, and, to make it correct, you're not a DJ. You're a producer, musical producer. And you did the remix and the mashup for fun or what?
Yeah, I'm not really a DJ. I have played, I mean, I've DJed parties a couple of times, but really what I most like to do is do remix and produce. And yes, I call myself a producer and remixer first. And what was your question again? Sorry.
You're not playing at clubs. You're not playing at parties. You're not a DJ.
No.
You're just a musical producer who just started to do the mashups and the remixes and share with the world on YouTube.
Exactly. It was for fun, like you said. It started out, you know, as fun. I've been doing it my whole life. Mm-hmm. Before, my this was just sitting on the shelf at home and, you know, my family, my friends would hear them. And now that they're on YouTube, now the whole world can hear them. And, you know, it's a lot more fun to do it this way.
Okay. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, your specialty is in two levels. One, taking an 80s or 70s or 90s, whatever hit, and remix it. And the second one is to do mashup. You know, take two songs and mash them together. Technically, how do you do that? Listen to this. You know this. Yeah, okay. Take on me.
Well, it's basically finding the good match. If you have two songs that are in the same key, that's very important.
No, yeah.
You know, that the melodies and the chords match.
Yeah, but
and more or less the same rhythm, then you can basically, you know, try to combine them. But you'll need the a cappella of one of the two.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, so that's my question. Do you use a cappellas or do you use the regular song? Because when I hear Take On Me with Big In Japan, I was amazed. I was questioning myself, how did he do that? How did he do that?
In that case, use the a cappella because I get, you know, I look for a cappellas all the time. Some are released commercially, some are just floating around on the internet, and some are sent to me by very, you know, fans or people who want me to remix a certain song. So I've been very lucky in that way.
Mm-hmm. How do you pick up songs to remix or to mash up? How do you pick up song to remix or to mash up?
Okay, well, I
sing that you
songs
that you love.
If I find a very good, yeah, it's if I get a very good a cappella, I don't need to really love the song, but if I get a really good a cappella and well-known song, Mm-hmm. I'll get inspiration. I think, you know, maybe if I combine this vocal with that track, it could be really fun. Mm-hmm. Like the way I did perhaps with Blondie Abba with Ring Ring and Hanging the Telephone. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a really funny combination because they're both about phoning someone and waiting on the phone for someone. And also, you know, it's two bands that I really like. So that was a really a good combination. Okay. And then I just start looking for a track that is in the same key or the same rhythm, and I try to combine them. And often it doesn't work, and I have to stop and, you know, try something else.
Mm-hmm. Does any of the artists know about your work? Or in other words, did you get any response from any of them?
I do, actually, yes. I've been very surprised that I have very positive feedback from a few artists, actually. And because I was a little afraid, because, you know, what I do is not strictly legal, you know, these mixes are not officially released, most of them. So I put them on YouTube for people to listen to, which technically is not allowed, but the artists themselves have, you know, on a few occasions told me they really like the songs. For example, I did a mix of 10cc, Not in Love. Mm-hmm. And Eric Stewart, who wrote the song, actually contacted me saying he loved the remix, and the same with a few others that I've done. Andy Bell of Erasure says he really likes my mixes, which is very nice. So I was very pleasantly surprised to find out that the artists themselves are actually also enjoying it.
So let me tell you a secret. Scorpions performed last night in Israel. And now after the show, they're in the resting at the hotel. And I broadcast a few minutes ago your remix to Send Me an Angel.
Yeah.
And the producer heard that on the radio. And he called to the station and he said, "What is that? What is that? It's a great remix. He just loved it."
Oh, really? Well, that's the first time I heard it. That's good news.
So my question,
I'm really, really surprised.
Yeah, we ought to tell you that. But the next question is, do you think you're going to get permission for that remixes and mashups? Can we see a CD of that in the future?
I would love it. Would love that.
Are you working on a CD like that?
Not at the moment. I have tried to sort of, you know, I started this process, but it's really hard because I use the actual songs, the recordings by the original artist, and those recordings are protected copyright laws. So you need to get permission to use the song or the samples, and that takes quite a bit of work, and also can cost quite a lot of money, because usually the publisher of the original material needs to be paid to use the samples.
Absolutely.
And even if you get permission, even if you, you know, pay enough to use the material, after that it's a long time before you recuperate your money, because most of the proceeds would go to the writers of the original song.
I think you should do that.
So it's really a difficult thing to do.
I know, but I think you should do that. Because if you do that, I think the CD is going to be a hit. I'll buy a couple.
Well, I am with you completely. So if any you know, big label with a lot of money is listening in, I'm all for it. You know, let's go.
Maybe we'll do it in a company in Israel, you know what?
Yeah, I'd love to. I don't mind. I would really love myself to just, you know, pick maybe 12 mixes that people seem to like and put them on a CD. Personally, I would really be thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because of the Scorpions and because the audience here really, really love you, and I have to tell you that, I'll play again Send Me an Angel, your remix, Matt Pop, Matt Mix, known in the YouTube. But can I order a mashup? just a special for the show. I thought about, you should help me. I thought about Anita Meyer. Do you remember Anita? You, of course, you know.
I do. I love
why
Anita Meyer.
Why tell me? But with what? I thought maybe with Soul to Soul. What's the meaning of life? But I'm not sure. So Anita Meyer is for sure. And the question is with what?
Well, that is, you know, I have a whole list of tracks that I think I may use one day, that I keep in the book and often go through, and I just compare in the same key, and then start thinking, you know, I combine these two. But with Anita Meyer, it will be difficult because I don't have the a cappella.
Oh.
So I would need to use the complete original version with all the music on it and try to mix that in with something else. It will be very, very full.
She's in the Netherlands too.
She's a Dutch singer, and I admire her a lot. I love Why Tell Me Why. It's a great song.
Okay, maybe you should call her. Ask for the a cappella.
I'll call her this afternoon.
Matt Pop, known as Matt Mix, thank you so much for your time. We won't hold you anymore. Go to work. Make us some more.
I am actually working on a new track today, so I will. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And we know you got a new track as a musical producer. We'll play it later on Radius 100 FM.
Exactly. My new song is Intoxicated, which is a collaboration with Peter Wilson from Australia. Mm-hmm. And it's a great, fun Italo retro dance track. It will be out on the 15th of November.
15th of November. You know what? Because I wanted to left it there. I'll give a taste at the moment. Just a minute, let me... This is Intoxicate.
There she is. Yeah.
Your new single. I just play a little bit, and later on, here on Radius 100 FM, you can hear the full song. Thank you, Matt Pop.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give it all up for love.